Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, more this week on the critical need for spiritual discernment. Now, open up your spirit here. If there is one thing the church needs today, it is the spiritual discernment that comes by knowing the person of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. If there's one thing the church needs today, it is the spiritual discernment that comes by knowing the person of Jesus Christ. But the fact is that there seems to be so little spiritual discernment out there today. It is simply evidence that many, including most leaders of all faiths and denominations, do not know Jesus Christ. Wow. The consequences are seen everywhere. As an example, we just finished a hotly contested election for the spiritual direction of our country. Yet the Democrats, or the Antichrist Party, and the Republicans, little more religious, seldom discuss the heart issues and the spiritual need of our nation. The need for God, once again, that's what we need in our nation. They both danced around the economy and safety and taxes and abortions and homosexuality and transgenderism and more, but never touched the unraveling of our country's moral spirituality. And why? Well, one day I saw this well-known black denominational pastor lay his hands on Harris and pray for her to win the election. About 45 minutes later, I saw on TV President Trump sitting down and many well-known pastors and teachers were laying hands on him to win the election. But how could this be? Neither group prayed for God's will. They prayed to win, so you know, this could give them more favor and popularity with the people. All this is, you know, just shows both groups did not have any type of spiritual discernment to know what God's will is. You know, the growing trend in churches today is to compromise the truth for the sake of unity. Let me say that again. The growing trend in churches today is the compromise of truth for the sake of unity. Churches compromise the truth of the Word of God to keep and get new members. The sad fact is this: compromise is not merely seen in wrong things being taught, but it is also seen in right things being eliminated. Preachers like Joel Osteen openly brag about the fact that they never preach that we are sinners, that we must repent, or that there is no cross that each one of us has to bear. Oh no, he says we need a positive gospel and the fact that millions follow him in their era because they too lack spiritual discernment simply gives them all the more boldness to continue preaching heresy and lies. Now listen up and open up your spirit again here, my friend. The reason for compromise and heresy in the churches of today is due to a lack of spiritual discernment. Let me say that again. The cause for, you know, compromising and heresy in the church today is due to a lack of spiritual discernment. The people just do not know the difference between holy and unholy, godly and ungodly, righteous and unrighteous. They lack the inward ability to hear God speak to them because of their lack of knowing him. It would seem that today, more than ever, whatever will get the people into the pews is what is accepted as truth, but not so, my friend. Most often seen is people just do not care about truth at all. Either way, the trend of the last 10 to 15 years is one of anything goes in the name of love. People like Osteen and Warren and Copeland and more have tried to or are echoing the heresy of Robert Shula. It is all about you. You concentrate on yourself and on making you a better person, making you the center of God's universe. And since we all, you know, love to take care of ourselves, don't we? That's right. We eat this stuff up. And yet, this kind of a message is actually actually the message of Antichrist. Not the Antichrist, but Antichrist. Antichrist is basically Christ without the cross. Let me say that again. Anything that is Antichrist or another Christ is basically Christ without the cross. In other words, Antichrist is man and Adam affirmed religiously, just as he is, and without the need to meet the work of the cross in our life. The modern gospel of self-esteem is the fullness of the gospel of Satan, which most seeker-sensitive church, especially in America, preach. Now that is not an extreme statement, my friend. Oh no, it is the truth. It is one of the most subtle yet damaging deception ever perpetrated on the body of Christ. Now notice I did not say the church, and why not? Well, the church is already over worshiping self and lost to the truth of the Word of God. All of this comes back to the lack of spiritual discernment and the usual result, trying to do for God on the wrong basis what only God can do on the right basis. God wants His church unified, not in creed or in custom or doctrinal statements or traditions, but unified, now notice, in Christ, hope of glory, and in the truth of the Word of God. Sadly, because we are compromising both truth and the Word of God, there is no unity in the body of Christ. Now there's another area of compromise I would like to gently touch on here and address that I see happening to a lot of churches, and that is to, you know, make the hook or hook the next generation of youth people. You know, I know of a church I had been going to since 1998 that is on this slippery slope of compromise. You know, to get more young people to attend the services. They think that if they make the building and sanctuary more appealing, more modern, cool, more hip, and if they preach and teach this hip Jesus, then they will get more young people to attend the church, and then the church might even have enough future, greater, impact in the future. But not so, my friend. This is wrong thinking based on lack of spiritual discernment. There is no hip Jesus, only the Jesus of the Word of God, as revealed by the Holy Spirit. My friend, what you use to win someone to Christ with, you have won them to that. Let me say that again. What you use to win someone to Christ with, you have won them to that. Not only the sanctuary, but the music and the message has been compromised. The message of the gospel does not change with the times. Oh no. The means never justify the ends. The gospel message never changes. And when we hop up or hip up the means to share the gospel, we change the spirit of the message. And if the gospel message is not shared in the spirit of Christ, then no matter what you do or say, true conversion will never happen in the lives of people, and there will never, no, never be any spiritual growth in the established Christians already. I also know of a wonderful Bible school that loosened many of their foundational spiritual principles that established it. And why? Well, more students equal more money, and more money equals more students. Well, this is wrong. Right is not more students, but godly students. The focus is wrong. God wants quality, not quantity. Let me say that again. God wants quality, not quality. And again, this error is due to a lack of spiritual discernment. A lack of spiritual discernment. Next week, we will begin to look at the difference between judging and spiritual discernment. We will begin to look at judging versus spiritual discernment. There is a huge difference there. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Just trusting that you're enjoying this new series on the need for spiritual discernment. And I pray that, you know, the spiritual discernment will be one of a desire that you have in your life, that you will come to know Christ in a greater way. Because unless you come to know Christ, you will have no spiritual discernment. You will be discerning things of yourself. and that the Holy Spirit will be able to work in your life day by day, and you will have that spiritual discernment, and you'll be able to judge righteous judgments and not just judge things. God bless. We'll talk to you next week. Amen.